431 here in the nation's capital, 301-230-0980. This is the Hoffman Show, DOC, DHing, along with the young fella, Syracuse Orangeman. He's got so many nicknames, but I think the one he likes most is Super Producer. And Super Producer has Jonesy, one of the original canines, on the line. Jonesy, welcome home.
Doc, how you feeling today? Keeping the canine on the air, making the noise we like to hear.
We're in a business that you never know till you do know. And then we're able to dance on our feet, move quickly, and pivot when we have a little bit of difficulty putting the dots together. You know, this news about quarterback and injuries, every year it happens. I don't think it's the Aaron Rodgers deal and the Jets open. I mean, that resonates. We'll have that thoughts in our mind for the next decade. And but every day there's a practice. Today was day two for the Commanders. And
I was excited.
Did you have a moment where you had to catch your breath? That's when there's a collision.
Yes, sir.
And people can trip. You can bump knees. You can do all the things that can happen. It's really amazing that you can go through a workout with that many big-bodied athletes together and have nobody bump knees, no poked eyes, no pretty much nothing. So you experienced a pretty clean practice today, correct?
Yeah, it was clean.
That's correct.
Yeah, relatively clean. So I and that's what you hope for. But the Jets weren't so lucky. And isn't it amazing how, I mean, it doesn't happen a lot. And this may not be critical. It may just be a twist of an ankle. But I'm always amazed that that there's not more. I like the way the coach backed off a couple of his veterans. That's the rut. What are you doing? No, that's how you, if you want to, long-term investment, you play it smart. You know, a lot of coaches, one for all for one. That's not how you, it's not how you run a team, not how you run a family. It's not how you run anything. Everything's an individual base. You got to evaluate every situation. What I like about it is every time one of his seasoned players is put on the shelf, a puppy gets way more attention, practice, and coaching. It's not being taken up by the vet. That's how you round your team out. I don't care what anybody says. You know this because you came up in this business. It's a difference when you know you're in there by yourself than when you had somebody in there training you and with you in the whole bit. That's your operation now. It's a whole different ball game. The person who trained you is not you. So how do you see that? I think this is a pretty good exercise. Does that help the wide receiver room? The one thing the question that was had the most frequency today, as if we were in the police quarters, Terry. And this is not a bad question. But only pro sports can I give you an answer. Hey, Terry does everything he asks. He's as close to perfect as possible. Why wouldn't you embrace him? And Ant-Man, your answer?
What you mean?
Terry's on time. Terry does everything right.
Yeah, he does.
He's like the mascot of your organization. So why would you leave him hanging like this? This is a question that has been posed. It's posed.
I mean, you know where I stand, Doc. I've been saying that he should be paid. Like, he's deserving of it. I understand this is a business. But again, like, for Adam, for DQ to go out there, preach culture, 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 and this guy being the epitome of it, it only makes sense that you pay this guy. It's not like he's not being productive. Like, it's not like this guy didn't break the franchise's touchdown reception record last year. Like, come on, let's be honest. So,
you got to pay him.
I think it's a little crazy.
Got to pay him.
Yeah. Jonesy, people ask this, and they're not wrong. But I understand that there's a method to the madness.
Yes, sir.
You know, do you have any idea what the number is that the Commanders feel comfortable spending on Terry?
I mean, I've been seeing 28. That's what I've been seeing.
But what's your gut tell you?
It ain't 30. Yeah, it ain't 30. I know.
What do you think Terry's asking? You think Terry's 30. At 30 or 31?
I think Terry's probably, to be honest, 30. What he deserves.
No, I didn't ask that. I asked you what you think he is put the number at. Where is he stretching the number to? Because you know to get 30, you got to ask for 32.
Yes, sir. He's at somewhere between 32 and 34. It's as simple as that. And that's where the standoff is.
Jonesy seems to think it's between 30 and 30, 32 and 34, you said?
Yes, sir. 34.
32
and 34. That's right. That's right.
I mean,
he wants them to say, show me that you love him.
And then all these days he's missing, he's also adding.
I don't get the 50 G days when you could have just gone in and say, I'm tight. I don't feel good. You don't have to participate. There's a madness, but he's doing it with such confidence. But I do agree that it's always a game of chicken. Somebody's bluffing. Somebody's for real, for real. And in order to do this, that's why I said 2 days ago, Terry, call Indy. See if they want homeboy. You have to be willing to pull up and get out of here. If you believe in yourself to that level, because talk is cheap. And I can also understand some of you that feel like, well, wait a minute. If Terry's the perfect commander, why wouldn't they want to accelerate that way of thinking so that he could recruit others to follow him, practice his butt off, never embarrass the organization? I mean, he's kind of the model of that. But then there's business. You know, I think about Tony Soprano all the time. He said, you know, he's trying to run a family. They got to run the whole thing. And no one person, with the exception of JD5, is ever going to threaten that. Because AP can't do his job if he feels like he can be held hostage by any player other than his quarterback. And I'm just going by what he's done in the past, how he's handled his business. If you can find somebody that he paid before camp, show me.
I mean, my thing is we wait, and then the deal gets done. Why not? If the deal is going to get done, why not just get it done as soon as possible? Why are we playing possum? Like, the deal, you want the deal to get done. Get the deal done. Like Jerry, he's going to wait literally till the day before the NFL season starts to pay Micah Parsons.
But you know that.
Jerry's going to do that because he wants the attention. All these other people, do they really want the attention? Do they really want this dragged out, all these speculations to be on the front page of ESPN every day? Terry, still, day two, no shows. Like, why do you want that attention? Why do you want that attention? You want the deal to get done? Terry wants the deal to get done. Get the deal done. You're going to wait all the way till it's crunch time. Oh, the season starts in 3 days. All right, let's strike the deal. Like, why couldn't you have done this a month earlier? Why?
Guys are flexing, man.
Why couldn't Terry participate in mandatory training camp, the joint practices, the preseason? Now, since he set out this entire time,
he's under contract.
It's going to take him 4 weeks to, you know, get his legs warm and, you know,
I don't think
get regular season ready.
Because he's going to be, he's grinding now.
He's doing yoga.
On top of, you think he's not running?
No, he probably is running.
Come on, Slim. Yeah, he's running.
But I'm just saying, though, Doc, I'm pretty sure Terry would rather be out there with his teammates running.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be a lot more fun for him to be there.
It will be better, though, too.
But at what cost?
Building on year two.
Well.
What cost?
At what cost to him in the long run is what he's thinking about his money.
I understand that. Hey, look, I'm not blaming Terry. I'm on Terry's side. My man came out.
You don't
out
sound
two,
like it.
Hey, look, he came out 2 weeks ago and poured his heart out. I'm with Terry.
Big mistake. Yeah.
I'm with Terry. We got to get this deal done and let's get back to football. I'm tired of worrying about this. I thought the off the field stuff was behind us. I thought that was 2 years ago.
But I don't think it ever will be totally behind you. The better you get, the more people want.
The Chiefs, did we have to worry about anything with the Chiefs this offseason? The Eagles, they just won Super Bowl. Did we have to worry about anything this offseason? Anybody holding out? No.
Different circumstance.
No.
Because they had better players.
Even the Giants, they just paid Dexter Lawrence. They gave him an extra $3 million in incentives. Come on. Pay your guys. Yeah, These are your guys.
And they need offense. They need two-way play. You're right.
He's a defender.
I know. I want to be sympathetic to a degree, but then I understand the game. And I'm going, in order to get what he wants, let's say Terry's stretching it a bit, he's got to be willing to walk away to have a chance to get it. If he's just faking, if his heart's really here and he can't leave, then just go on in there tomorrow because you're bluffing. Because a real thug wouldn't even contact him. Matter of fact, wouldn't even be here. He'd be in Miami or somewhere training and would have no contact with him at all. Zero.
Terry don't want to leave, though, Doc.
I know.
His heart's in it.
He's going to have to pay for that. He ain't going to pay for that because they're already playing him like, hey, man, this ain't personal. It's business.
Yeah, they
keep
saying
that.
And
a lot of people don't understand what business means. It means save your crying towel. We're not interested in that. It's economics, period. 101. If you that bad of a badass, pack your bags and just hit the open. I forgot. I'm on the contract. Yeah. Again, it's easy for us to be on the outside, but I would be in there. I'd be staying in. I ain't creating no bill.
I ain't losing $50,000.
No, and then mentally, I'm watching. I'm going on because it's not against your teammates. You know, it's still about the management, and it's a game that I know it sounds senseless. They did it with Trent Williams. They did it with their. I mean, if they do Trent, they're gonna do you. Bosa had to go. All of them.
But AP talked about it. He said he wasn't the person directly, you know, handling the negotiation. He was a part of it.
Right.
So he's seen how these things unfold. But who's to say that was the correct way to do it, though, Doc?
Well, he's following it. If he wanted to make a stand that he didn't agree with it, then he would have already ended this. He'd already ended it.
I see other GMs around the NFL pay their guys sooner. This isn't all long and drawn out.
He understands that and is willing to do it.
I like what Howie's doing up in Philly.
Well, look what he's working with. If anybody can afford to make a mistake, it's Philly, and they just don't. They've hit it. I mean, they've hit it. And this might be a good hit. I mean, it may very well be a good hit. But we won't know that until they start tackle football practices. Because that running back room may make all this moot. This running back room, if we can get us two cats that are serious about toting that rock, that's your only counter to Terry, is to jack juicy running game up until somebody shows.
So you want to ground and pound football?
Absolutely. No. I want to win.
Okay.
In order for me to win, I got to keep Barkley on the bench. How you going to keep him on the bench? Got to hog the ball.
I mean, the thing is, though, Doc, in the NFC title game last year, we had an 18-play drive.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon scored the first play next possession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think keeping him on that bench was going to, you know.
Well, it's a start. You got to do something.
It is a start.
It's a start.
Because now it's us versus the clock.
It's a start. I mean, it's they are where you want to be.
Yeah.
Philly. You thick everywhere. But it's a mindset. It really is such a mental game that once we prove to you that you can't stop us from getting a yard, then we just want to take them all. And they really have that bully. But I think DQ preaches and teaches that the same way. The sayings were corny until they proved they weren't. Remember, we were taking jabs early on. It was cute. It was, everybody's wrong. Well, it showed up.
Mm-hmm.
That it was more than just a signage, and it's a mindset. It's like when he said, I mean, I swear, one of his best, I start screaming every time I hear it. People say that the next time around, you'll be easier to hunt. He said, no. We're the hunters.
Yep.
Yeah, we went 12, and we're still hunting because we didn't get the ultimate prey, and that's the Lombardi. He ain't talking about being chased and people could plan a harder schedule. No, we're going after them. Perfect. Same thing's happening in Detroit. There's a mastermind conference going in Detroit. You think he's a wild man. Now we're he doesn't have his coordinator. Dude, he probably hadn't slept in a month. And you hear what the Lions people are saying. Have the hell with being close. We ain't in this to be close. And that's what I'm saying about Washington. Stop patting yourself on the back about that. It's over. You want to talk about last year, and the Giants are going to whoop your behind. That's over. Now it's about reestablishing. That's when you hear the Lions talk. You can't let people pat you on the back for not winning the trophy. The Chiefs right now, what have you heard from the Chiefs? Nothing. They are humiliated. It's like, there's nothing to talk about.
Yep.
They third in a row. And there's nothing to discuss because it didn't work. You think Denver's going to just be aight? Denver's going to be on a horse and buggy. That boy can play a quarterback. And you know they got the coach. See, once you get the quarterback and you got the coach, then what you do? Defense. Then you give him more possessions. The only thing I care about defensively is that you give me the ball back more. You give JD5 10 more possessions a game. What you think? What do you think is going to happen if you give him 5-6 more possessions?
Well, we going to run it up.
Ching, ching. But you got to be able to get it back to him. That's why I love hearing the reports about our interior guys. And, of course, you get a pack. Pac-10, Pac-12, Pac 100 player from Oregon. He actually went to class so he can communicate in a way that not everybody's accustomed to. His skull session with our vets and the run game. Now, you can't prove really run keys without pads, but you block with your feet and your hands. So I was screaming inside. Because I understood exactly what he was talking about. Joe Bugle, you can't block a guy if you're not on balance. And he said he knew that he couldn't have won some of those battles, even if they had been in full armor, because he was not where he needed to be. Kinlaw and him, they talked it through.
Mm-hmm.
They said, hey, Slim, now we're talking about a man. They got some dudes over there on defense now. See, we're no longer talking about what round you in. That's the biggest bunch of – it's great. When the moment is over, it's over. You get your paid, get your bank for college. It no longer means anything because there's a whole bunch of them that have been cut, have been backups, that have been busts. But now I love what I heard the reporters – when a guy says, and it paid off today – my feet, I was not where I needed to be. And speaking to Kinlaw, so these teammates are discussing why I didn't get the leverage I needed to get. Now, we're not in pads, but I don't have to be in pads to understand my footwork. And what I hear now, I go, wow, I haven't heard that like for a decade. It's what you say about practicing. You know this being there shooting 101. You're going against a dude 101. You breaking him down. He's trying to break you down. If you're scoring, you know what you where you get there. You know if you go to your right, you go to your left. There's some way you have an advantage. You figure that out in about 5 minutes. And then you just keep going to it to figure out how much you can get away with. What's his adjustment? That's the kind of conversations that I just what I pick up, and I love it. I love it because for so long in sports, all you ever talked about was a 40 time. Here's how fast someone ran straight. Don't play sports running straight. It's a part of it. It's a box. How you get in and out of box. How you get in and out of your breaks. It's how you break down and recover. Everything is done in a 3 to 4, 5 yard period.
Mm-hmm.
And it's explosiveness. Everything is about either you're going to knock somebody off the ball or they're going to knock you back into the play. That's what an edge presence that we need is going to be addressed. We won't be able to see it until the scrimmages. And then who your scrimmage counts. Man, you couldn't have given me. If you told me, pick two teams you want to scrimmage against, I would have said, first of all, Baltimore is number one. Because I can't scrimmage against the Eagles. Can't scrimmage against somebody I play in my division. If I would, it would be the Eagles. But it would be Baltimore and then New England. See, because you got to have a thug running your program. Otherwise, I don't want my people around your people. I know how they coming. How do you think Baltimore's coming into a scrimmage?
Oh, they coming to...
With razor blades. Yeah, they might have some blades in their socks. That's what I'm talking about. How do you think New England is coming at it with the way they're coached now? He was a straight thug. New England, man, don't sleep on him. Don't sleep on him. I know you'd be doing the futures and you probably got all your hope.
I ain't sleeping on that. That defense they got up there?
That's what I'm talking about. But it's how they teach it.
It's
a
good challenge.
It's the teacher. He's a straight savage. That's what I'm talking about. You can't have a sissy running your program.
Yeah.
Especially on defense. 454 here in the nation's capital. Cock-a-doodle-doo. The rooster was in here. We'll be right back.